Yeah, I think there are 1,300 people in the audience, but I was told with reliable advice that there were 200 farmers. So that was very, very important, because the message was any ag tech innovation, all the work that they do needs to benefit growers from a productivity viewpoint, which converts into profitability, and also from a sustainability viewpoint. So that needs to be the focus. Dreamy stuff, la-la land stuff, it's not what Australian agriculture needs at the moment.
Yeah, you talked about the hype that you've seen in the ag tech space, the dreamy stuff. Have you got some examples of stuff you have seen in previous years?
Yeah, I think there have been a lot of, particularly farm management systems, so crop management systems, that have promised a lot of additional, like intuitive decision making, when it comes to the crunch, given that they're on multiple platforms, in order to get any real insights, you need to actually copy and paste spreadsheets from one to the other, which no farmer's going to be doing.
For an ag tech startup, does it need to have a farmer in the ranks to be successful, do you think?
Yeah, I think it needs to have the characteristics of having a farmer in the rank. So the characteristics of farming, as we all know, it's very, very practical, it's very authentic, you control what you can control, you can't make it rain, you can't make it stop flooding. So I think having a pragmatic commercial mentality is critical as it's being constructed.
I met someone this morning who felt agriculture's been a bit behind the ball when it comes to technology. Hasn't taken it up as quickly as some other sectors. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think it's a fascinating question, because you know, I was in the 80s, I was in the Monsanto forefront with conservation tillage in Australian agriculture, and there was massive uptake of technology, conservation farming systems, a whole heap of spray topping, a bunch of great initiatives that occurred then. Productivity in Australian agriculture has been flat since 1997. And so that would say that either technology is not being introduced or it's not being adopted. No, it's probably weighted heavily, probably 80-20 on not being introduced to not being adopted.
What's got you excited at the moment in the ag tech space?
I think we've now got an environment, particularly from a capital investment, a seasonal environment, where we can see some really good improvements. And I think for a long time, the ag systems around Australia, there's been a lot of pressure on profitability through seasonal conditions, etc. But it seems to me we're moving through a period, probably the next few years, where we're in a good position. We've also got the market access with ASEAN countries and China that sets us in a great position to be able to get the best benefit out of that.
There's a lot of venture capitalists in this room who are excited about the future of plant-based meats and lab-grown meats. Yep. How do you feel about that as the head of Elders?
You know, I think it's fantastic, because I think if you look at the world stats, the red meat industry can't keep up with the protein requirement globally. And so if a way to fill that gap is having a small percentage, 10-15%, whatever it happens to be, being plant-based, that just offers much greater opportunity for Australian farmers.
There's room for both, Mark Allison?
Absolutely. There's no doubt, because, you know, when it comes to the crunch, it's consumer choice. And part of my message was around sustainability and the need for all the wonderful things that are done in Australian agriculture from an animal welfare viewpoint, from an environmental viewpoint, from a sustainability viewpoint, to actually be communicated and understood. This is just another pragmatic approach. There'll be greater money made for Australian producers who go from cereal to legume crops, good for rotations, great for sustainability, from an Elders viewpoint, great for advice in agronomy. So I think it's actually positive.
And I just want to end on an idea that you raised this morning. We've been talking about ag tech startups, but on the other side you've got the traditional R&D corporations in Australia. You mentioned that they've got a budget of $430 million a year, a bunch of them. But you've got an idea on how that money can perhaps be better spent.
Yeah, and I think the previous Ag Minister had started the process, and I'm sure it'll be continued at a federal level. I mean, the prioritisation of this spend is critical. So it's all levy payers' money, so that clearly the producers who are paying the levies have a right to have it spent where they want it to be spent. What's missing, and what has been missing, is an overarching Australian agriculture prioritisation. Because some areas offer much greater profitability and sustainability options than other areas. And that process is in train now, and hopefully it'll continue with the change of ministers.
Do you feel some of these ag tech startups are starting to make the old R&D groups look a bit redundant?
I think the limiting factor is money. So the R&D RDCs have the money,
yeah.
And whoever's got the money, you know, it's. But I think in terms of nimbleness, in terms of pragmatism, and I think nimbleness is the key. Quick decisions, quick advancements, but money's the limiting factor.
Thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much.